All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 77. So, you know, we recap things that just happened. Jake Paul knocked the living fuck out of Ben Askren. You know, that happened. But, you know, it is what it is. We don't live in the past. A couple days ago, I think everybody's over that at this point. Ben's an irrelevant fuck. And Jake Paul is still a fuck, if that's the best way to put it. I can't yell. You know, my parents are pretty sure asleep, but big news. I know a lot of people aren't going to watch this episode for the sole fact I'm talking about international wrestling, which people claim is bullshit, right? We refuse to believe that there are good wrestlers outside of the United States. But, you know, here we are. European championships are upon us. Blind drawing for the seeding. You know, just by the grace of God, Taha Gul and Gino Petrushvili happened to pull themselves first round.
Man, what the fuck? Oh,
first thing I said, I posted something in the bracket, a sincere fuck you to whoever drew these seeds. You know, I know they're blind in seeding. I don't think everybody else does. But that corrupt shit is, you think they would just toss them on the other side of the bracket or something like that. You know, the best thing here would be toss Gino, one seed, toss Ty or two. It doesn't really matter. They're both getting to the finals. You know, one may have to wrestle another match than the other. But, you know, who knows? This will be going down round one, which also means I have to wait. It's going to be going down at 5:30 in the morning on UWW or Flow Wrestling. I don't think you can watch on UWW. Since we are in the U.S., you have to watch it through Flow. I can tell you guys damn sure I'm going to be waking up for this one. And I normally don't say that a lot. So, no, it's going to be a hell of a match, right? You know, if you want to, you know, obviously if you go back, look through their history, Taha has won the most important tournament, which is the Olympics. And yes. You think Gino plays silver. He didn't. He won bronze behind Kamaru Gesemi from Iran.
They've traded for the most part.
I think Taha was more on the side of winning that before the Olympics, but
I think they're like 4-2. Or maybe 3-3 for all I know.
Yeah, something like that. Obviously Gesemi was in the mix back then. You know, obviously he's retired and gone now, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. So, you know, if we even look at the brackets, right? The 11 and 12 seed, it's obviously in sequential order. 11 and 12 wrestle each other first round, 1-2 wrestle each other first round. You know, where do we look at this, right? I'll actually pull this up right now. So there's Jer Hino from a guy who wrestled at Campbell University is the 8th seed in the bracket. You know, I think, you know, if Taha pulls him first round, yeah, congratulations, like a 10-second tech. But, you know, obviously no disrespect. It is what it is, right?
It's just, it's Taha.
Yeah. Like Mason Paris doesn't last more than a minute against Taha Gul.
Yeah.
No.
Why do I feel like there's going to be people angry about you saying that?
Well, Mason Paris doesn't last a minute with Taha Gul? I mean, yeah, you know, you think
the diehard Michigan fan,
and that's absolutely hilarious because you saw the leg lace that Nick Gwizdowski put on Mason Paris. If you think that's good, wait till you see Taha Gul. Gwiz put up 12 points with that. Gwiz put up 10 points with that leg lace and 2 points with the takedown. Taha could have put up 50 if he felt like it.
Yeah,
obviously, he'll stop at the match before then, but he could have done it. You know, Gino, at the other hand, is not going to get phased by Paris's volume shooting and is going to essentially shut him down. And yeah, he's just as good of his gas tank and he's a much more skilled opponent. You know, obviously there's nothing really special about Gino's attack style, but he's also figured out how to turn people very effectively. You know, he's working on that lace, but you know, he's really good at that gut wrench. No, it's been a while since we've had a heavyweight that's actually competed at this level. You know, I know Gwiz places bronze, we all have to hype him up, but just looking at the sheer facts of that, it was Taha and Gino and Gesemi. Then Dolognev had a while. After those two were gone, you know, it was kind of just Taha, Gino. Gwizdowski was a bronze medalist because he was the best of the subpar. Everybody else, it's not because he was third to them. He placed bronze and he wasn't going to place higher because of them. Right, assuming he just lost to Robert Baran from Poland, who now cut to 97 kilos, is most likely still not going to win. You know, that kind of says a lot about that. And Gino came in with a pre-existing injury to that match, and he beat Moran 7-2. So,
yeah,
pretty casually, and just looked to chill. So that should say something about that. But we will see.
Just on because we have Gable, Skin Gable against the International Elite doesn't mean that he will get violated.
Are you reading that too?
It's Taha friggin' Agul, dude. Like, he is the worst possible person for Gable to wrestle.
Anyways, you know, we're going into...
but let's keep it to Geno and Taha.
Yeah, no, even if we are looking at this right, what's the main thing we have to address? This is the first match of the tournament for them.
Yes.
Who's that going to benefit? Taha. You know, obviously he's had problems with his gas tank, you know. You know, obviously it doesn't matter when you're wrestling Gable Stevenson about your gas tank, but it's going to matter when you're wrestling Gino Petrushvili, a foreign wrestler who's known for their gas tank. That doesn't happen, and that's why he's been at the top for so long with Taha. So, yes. You know, obviously I'll say it right now. My money's on Taha. Pretty sure you said yours was also, but, you know, I could eat my words very quickly. I don't think.
Partially because, you know, I'm a massive fan of Taha, but also, because if we look at I'm 99% sure that they've won more matches. I can't find the definitive record between the two, but it's either split or in Taha's favor. I will also just say, in terms of recent performance as well, I think Taha has a B, or comparatively recent. Is that right?
No, but I know the means that you came up with is Gino has won the Worlds, Taha has won the European Championships. You know, I don't see any reason that changes now. You know, we'll go with it. You know, what that shows is Gino's better at making the match adjustments and playing matches better. It doesn't even look like adjustments that he's technically dicing them up or even gassing. He's just playing matches smarter and getting takedowns at the right times. That's essentially what's changed the course of the match. Because we've looked at how the matches won. 10-8, 6-6, 4-4.
Yeah.
But
I'm watching Taha's fucking Olympic finals right now. Gesemi's built like a tree stump.
Yeah, no, Jesus Christ. It was a pretty boring match, too. Just gets a bunch of push-outs.
Yeah.
Like, getting to Gesemi's
legs. Oh, it's all push-outs?
Pretty sure. I mean, there might be a takedown. Like, even with that, you have to realize Gesemi's literally the smartest heavyweight wrestler, freestyle wrestler I've seen since maybe, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the results are. If you want to... What?
I don't know. Who won their last match? I imagine it was...
Gino.
Who did win their last match?
Gino.
Geno?
Yep.
Is it Geno or Gino? Oh, fucking knows.
I don't know. Gino, Geno, Gino. It's not Geno. Actually, no, fuck that. Keep the conversation about what it's supposed to be about. But obviously, Taha's leg lace. Is it going to be a factor? Most likely not.
Taha won the most recent match at the 2019 Euros.
Did 2019 Worlds not happen?
He didn't go, apparently.
Oh, that's when he got injured.
Yeah.
I mean, Gino walked through that, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching so much about Riza Lopez and all that recently. It's like, you know, how old is Taha? What, like 28,
29? Taha is 30.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, is it time for him to pass on the torch to whoever?
I mean, I don't think they got to retire at that age in the foreign systems just because they don't run him as hard.
No, I'm talking about Gable if he comes through. I mean, I'm saying it may just be Gino's time right now. Taha coming off of injury and all that. So I wouldn't doubt that he does it. You know, that's the main concern for me.
Right? I won't completely rule I wouldn't completely rule it out.
I think Gino, I have to change my, I don't know if I want to change my answer. I think my gut says Taha, so I'm going to just go with that. But I will make a case for Gino in the sense that if that injury to the arm did impact him, that will be enough for Gino to win the match. Okay. Pretty much every
single time. Let me look at not the world championship. Where's the fucking European championship?
That match is so close, and there's both of them when they get to legs are 100% of their shots, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty much the problem. And it's not because none of them have great defenses. It's for the sole fact that both of them, their offenses are so high-powered that their defense is so irrelevant. Right? I'll go as far as say that nobody in the world has a defense good enough to stop any one of their shots consistently.
I love it. Best defense is a great offense.
Yes. My bad. I sounded high as shit there. Yeah, no, I'm on edge about this match. I genuinely don't know how to feel. Like, I guarantee you Mike Mao's going to have had a whole technical analysis about this.
I'm going to fucking watch it, dude. I love that. I fucking love
it. It's not going to be up anywhere. Unless you stay up to
watch it. I'll watch it whenever they upload it, like, 2 years from now.
Yeah, no, I'm not waiting for that. Thing is, like, I know it's never been that much of an interesting match because it's always
takedown. You pay for flow.
So?
Don't you pay for flow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's only $150 a year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
But, nah, now that I think about it, it's like... Is anybody in this bracket stopping them? No, right? We have to talk about this. Whoever loses, you know, let's say Gino loses, whatever the fuck his name is. Let's say he loses, toss him, interrupt charge. Whether that means Taha has to win his next match or whether that means he makes the finals. Either way, we have to assume he does.
Yeah.
I hate assuming things because things can happen, but at that point, I'm pretty sure it's like it's just smooth sailing from there.
Yes.
Because these aren't guys that are like, we're on a different level in their country. These are guys that have just been on a different level in the world, and they know. You know, yes. You never see guys like that getting caught. Especially, Taha's not a guy you can throw. We've seen that.
Who tried to throw him?
No, I don't remember. I saw it fucking once. I'm like, do you know who this man practices with every day? So it's like...
Reza.
Yeah.
New high-level Greco... Do they do cross-practices with the Greco guys? I'd imagine that they'd be completely...
I'm assuming they do practice a lot. That's a two-time Olympic medalist... I'm assuming he has some ability in freestyle.
I think in the foreign systems, they specialize a lot earlier, though. There's still going to be carryover of skills.
I mean, yeah, obviously with Riza's build, I would doubt they would have bred him as a freestyler, but...
Yeah.
They both fit in perfectly to their own system. It just doesn't help that a big motherfucker named Mihan Lopez exists. So... Yeah. It really is what it is, but yeah, final pick and why?
Taha, just because I'm going to judge based off of Taha winning their last match, and I don't think Taha has lost one since fucking.
I don't think he's wrestled since then.
His last loss is to a Parviz Hadi from Iran.
When was that?
He hasn't lost again though since 2017.
When was that?
Now admittedly he's only wrestled him once since then. But for the most part, he has won every single match against.
Are you gonna ask when that was? Are you gonna answer that?
Pardon?
When was that match?
2017 World Championship.
Okay, because he's consensus 3 in the world.
Oh, no, not 2017 World Championships, whenever we lost to the Iranian fellow. That was in 2019 Euros.
That's the number 3 consensus guy in the world.
Yeah.
From Iran, yep. You know, it's crazy if I bring him into the conversation with this thing. People are like, oh, you're crazy. Gable mops the floor with him. But you know, we'll just let time tell there. So,
yeah, I also think, because if you look at, so I mean, at least according to this record, it seems like Geno's has only beaten him once, or Geno. Geno's only beaten him once. Though then again, it's Wikipedia, and their fucking records regarding wrestling are definitely not spot on.
Yeah, I doubt that's fully updated. And I also don't even know if he's been in the field a lot. I think Muhammad, you know, obviously, Iran is making a fucking good-ass team, dude.
Yeah.
The younger Yazdani, the older Yazdani, Muhammadian. Sharapov.
They've got that fella at 57 kilos, Younes Emami, or whatever.
Ugyev was winning the whole thing, so it doesn't matter. But no, that's just what I'm saying. Bajang forfeited to Odaguro. That match should not go down to the Asian qualifiers. Bajang didn't want to risk an injury, so I don't know. He just forfeited. You know, he probably would have mopped the floor with him. But yeah, I think that's really going to be it. I don't think there's much more to this. I just want to talk about this one match before it actually happens tomorrow morning. Get this out for you guys if you want to listen to it. Yeah. Guarantee if you guys are awake that early, you might listen to this. But, yeah, so thank you guys for listening to Late Night Shots Podcast. It's been episode 77. We'll see you guys again next time.
All right, peace.